At this week's debate, President Donald Trump declined to do what many elected officials find easy to do, disavow white supremacists. He later tried to clean up his remarks. They still hover over the election, though. Ryan Denham speaks with one of Illinois' top Republicans, Senator Bill Brady of Bloomington, about his reaction to the president's comments.
I thought he mishandled it completely. There's no question. We're the party of Abraham Lincoln. I'm a Republican because all lives are equal and should be treated equally. Even the life of the unborn. And the president completely missed an opportunity to share the fact that Republicans do not stand for white supremacy and that we believe in equality.
There are some high-profile Republicans who plan to vote for or have endorsed Joe Biden instead of President Trump this time around. Folks like Ray LaHood, John Kasich, Jeff Flake, Cindy McCain. Are you one of them?
Absolutely not. You may not always agree with President Trump's rhetoric. I don't. And you may not always agree with his tweets. I don't. But what I do agree with is the direction this country is heading and the opportunity that the Trump administration, through changes in government, have provided for everyday men, women, and children. I don't think any president maybe has made as much progress in growing the economy as President Trump did pre-COVID-19. I think he can do it again. I think Joe Biden will go back to the old Democratic playbook of tax, spend, regulate, that's not what this country was built on. And those aren't the policies that provide opportunities. Those people who formerly were Republicans who endorsed Joe Biden, I can't fathom their rationale, but I do understand the difficulty people have with the way Donald Trump handles some things. And we talked about it earlier. He completely mishandled white supremacy when the question was asked. And he makes those gaffes. We're all human, though. But by and large, if you judge by the policies and the economic development the Trump administration has brought to America, he's done a remarkable job.
Let's turn back to state matters, specifically the graduated income tax that voters are going to be weighing in on this fall. Recently, Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton warned that all taxpayers could face a 20% increase in their state income tax if voters reject this proposed constitutional amendment. So what did you make of this shift in strategy on their part?
Well, first of all, I think that's indicative of the way in which this proposal is failing. People don't trust Democratic politicians when it comes to tax policy. And like we've argued, they understand that a fair flat tax requirement in our Constitution protects middle-income families' interest best of all. Not only the threat that the Lieutenant Governor made, but the biggest threat made too was that made by the Treasurer, who threatened that if the graduated income tax passes, they'll be able to tax retirement income. Well, retirees already pay enough taxes in property and other ways. And the last thing we need to do is start taxing retirement income and have them leave the state, like many people have done, because of the poor tax policy that the Democrats have ushered in. So I think it's indicative that people are waking up and realizing that this constitutional revision is a false promise and they need to defeat it. And then we need to go on and work towards sound budgetary policies and not threaten the public with a 20% increase.
So I guess what happens next? What happens if voters do reject the graduated income tax idea? Do you expect Democrats to indeed proceed with some sort of flat rate increase?
Well, nothing surprises me when it comes to Democrats in raising tax rates. They've already raised it to 5%. But I think there's a heavy price to pay if they go beyond that. So I think this is another false threat and one that I don't think serves our state well.
Congress has not been able to agree on another round of coronavirus relief. One sticking point has been whether and how much state governments should get. Do you think that states like Illinois should get more federal money, you know, beyond what we've already received?
I think the federal government needs to help offset the challenges faced by COVID-19. This is something that has shut down our economy in so many ways. And the states are a way in which to put resources into the hands of the people who need it to provide proper health care, personal protective equipment, and to keep people employed. Those resources can come directly to businesses or through the state. Governments have suffered as well, which is why we've argued that Governor Pritzker should be giving more money to local governments of the CARES Act money we've already received. So I think there's a balance here. I don't believe that Illinois should use the COVID-19 crisis as a excuse for a bailout of the past poor decisions that were made by Democratic governors. So I don't believe that's fair, but I do believe that stimulus and CARES funding to deal with this crisis and the effects the crisis has had on our economy and our people is warranted.
That's State Senator Bill Brady of Bloomington speaking with Ryan Denham.